This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A Thomas Academy teacher has been jailed for allegedly coercing a teen girl into performing a sex act online. Jody Watts, age 49, is being held under no bond on charges of indecent liberties with a minor student and possession of cocaine. The victim in the case is 17 years old. We have much more on this story on our website. A Fayetteville woman has been charged with attempted murder and maiming after allegedly stabbing a man and attempting to bite off his nose. Sandra Davis is being held under no bond in Blake County on multiple felonies in the case. Law enforcement officers are still hunting for the man who allegedly struck a teen in the mouth with an axe on Monday. Patrick Gatlin, age 37, hit the youth who was defending his stepmother at the time, according to the sheriff's office. Warrants have been issued for Gatlin's arrest. Three people have been arrested for the theft of a four-wheeler. The sheriff's office credits concerned citizens and technology, as well as the investigative division, for solving the case. Look for more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The director of North Carolina's problem-ridden Hurricane Relief Agency is no longer employed by the state. Laura Hogshead was fired by Governor Roy Cooper after a hearing Monday in the General Assembly. Hogshead admitted that the North Carolina Office of Resilience and Recovery had failed to account for around $100 million in disaster funding. She asked the Solons to allow the NCORR to handle money that's anticipated to come from the federal government for Hurricane Helene, saying that they've learned their lessons about accountability. Representative Brendan Jones demanded Hogshead's resignation Monday, saying that Rebuild North Carolina was spending money like, quote, a teenager with his mother's credit card, end quote. The General Assembly on Tuesday passed a measure to provide $50 million to NCORR to help with their budget deficit, but the stipulation is that audits must immediately take place to find out where and how relief money has been spent. A recount is underway at the state level in the Supreme Court justice race between Democrat Allison Riggs and Republican challenger Jefferson Jackson. The state GOP and Jackson have challenged more than 60,000 votes in the tight race, as some ballots trickled in from counties days after the official deadline. Fewer than two dozen votes separated Riggs and Jackson at one point. That's out of nearly 5.7 million cast statewide. You need to get your orders in for the East Columbus Swamp Keepers Education Foundation Pork Chop Plate Sale. Plates are $10. They'll be available December 6th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Call or text 910-617-9056 to order. Whiteville Police will sponsor a blood drive at Vineland Station Friday. Call 910-642-5111 for more information. Donnery Cancer Center and the Whiteville Police are collecting food and essentials for the patient pantry at the center. The items needed include non-perishable foods and canned meat. They also need personal hygiene products, but they're specialized, so please call 910-640-4077 to find out exactly what's needed. Donations can be dropped off at Whiteville Police Department on Columbus Street or the Donnery Center at 500 Jefferson Street. Saturday is the free community Thanksgiving meal at Merce Pond parking lot there in Madison Street in Whiteville. Transformation Church and Welcome Pentecostal Free Will Baptist are hosting the annual tradition. Everyone is welcome. Serving starts at 11:30 a.m. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.